What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. Summer is almost here and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
So hot, hormonal.
Welcome back, Krista.
The band's back together.
I'm hot and hormonal.
And this is Wind Down.
How you feeling, KB? You're no more baby in the belly.
I'm out of the house.
How's it feel to be out of the house?
It feels good. I've actually
Botox.
I've gone to hair. I've gone to nails.
All the things.
I'm feeling good.
Did you see Eric at nails? Spring nails?
I did see Eric at spring nails.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet guy.
Sweet man. And his wife, Lily. Shout out.
Shout out to Spring Nails and Cool Springs.
The problem with Eric and Lily is that they're married, and then when they go on vacation for 6 weeks, they
That's
go together.
What happens with Sylvia too? I'm like, Sylvia, she's like, I'm going to Korea for 3 months, and I'm like, oh,
that's a bummer.
That means she takes Johnny, and then we're all up the creek.
Yeah, oh, man.
See you guys in actually September. Ran into them at an airport. I remember seeing Johnny. He goes, "Hi," and I'm like, "Hi!" But it took me a second to go, "Where do I know you from?" And I was like, "Johnny,
Spring Nails,
Big J's in the house."
And then Sylvia came over, and I was like, "Wow!" And I didn't know like what to say.
Wow!
I was so like, you know, because it's like,
well, what do you talk about?
Yeah, and I was like, my nails still look really good. And I was like, I just need to stop.
Wow.
It's like, this is like, you know, your people. It's like seeing your characters out of Disneyland or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like,
because I see them there a lot outside of Disneyland.
We wouldn't know because the characters.
Because I've only seen them.
And Mickey at the grocery store. It's like, this is so weird.
But I've only seen them at Spring. I've never seen them anywhere else.
Because they don't go anywhere else.
I'm sure they do. I've never seen them in a different setting. So that's why I'm just like, wow,
look at you
in the wild.
Johnny at B&A. This is crazy.
Everyone hates us. Okay.
Is it?
Oh, the gang is back together.
Oh, you guys. I miss you girls.
It's just this microphone over Zoom.
And oh, yeah.
It is.
Do you want to tell everybody about the email that you're crafting right now, or do you want to put a pin in that? We have a few pins.
We have a lot of pins.
Yeah.
I started to text you something the other day, and I was like, actually, pin this, but I don't remember what it is.
Are you serious?
Good pin. Go to notes.
I'm going to go to code word pin in my conversations and see where we were, and I'll probably remember.
And then you scroll. You got to like re-go
up. Because I can't scroll back to where you and I have been because we've been a lot of places.
We haven't really texted much, friend, because you've been so busy.
Oh. Washing of the paint.
Yes.
No idea what's happening.
Well, wait, how did this happen? Okay. What happened was you're going to get in a little text. See.
Easy Kramer.
I know. I remember that one thing you sent me the other day. Okay.
It's fine. I feel just as left out as you guys do.
I said, how was therapy?
Yes.
She was so good.
I want to read along with you because I'm nervous. I would like to edit something. I'm nervous. Oh, Amy, take all my money.
I was going to leave that one out.
No, it's okay. No, I need her to.
And then she sends me a photo of this. I don't know if you guys can see it, but it's her. Well, y'all can't see it unless you're watching this right now. But the hand with, it looks like a.
It's a cross.
Cross with. I thought maybe they were, I'm like, okay, that's either a cross or it's like a knife, you know, or not a knife, but a sword.
A sword.
A sword. Oh,
yeah. I see the sword too.
So it could have been either.
Because she says she gave me war paint. Has she told you about the washing of the paint? It's incredible. And I was like, ooh, she hasn't. She goes, and then that's when you said pinned.
Pinned.
She goes, or at least in person, because he will love. Text him to do it justice. And I go, ah. Okay.
And I'll be texting. Yeah, okay.
So would you like to unpin? Yeah.
We can unpin. I hope I do it justice because it's really special. And when I told this.
If not, we can cut it.
Okay. Cool. Super sentimental. But if it doesn't hit with you guys, you're never going to hear this. Cool. Takes the pressure off. So the last year, 2 years have really just been extra heavy.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
So lost the 5 people in 11 months, one being my dad. Today is actually 2 years since he passed away. So
what do you say to that? Do you say sorry?
I don't know. No, I think we just move.
You just go, mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not funny. That was probably a good response.
Like,
I felt that.
No, I really feel like it's fine. Like, if I gave you a dramatic pause, you could, and I feel good.
Just don't give a dramatic pause.
What I think I would do normally, I'd be like, do you want to talk about it? Or are we good?
Yeah, we're pushing.
We're pushing.
We feel good about it.
We're soldiering.
Yeah. More paint. So I go to Amy and I'm telling her about the delivery and also pinned. And
I have nothing to say to that.
And at the end, she goes, have you ever heard of this tribe of Native Americans? And I don't remember the name. She said it so quick. And also, forgive me for no sleep, but I can dig and find this because she'll send me everything. But she says there's this tribe that most tribes, when they come back from war, they wash off their war paint. And there's one tribe that really like soaks in the sacredness of the war paint, and they don't wash the paint so that everyone in the village can see that they've been through something and that they have gone through something hard. Okay. And so she was like, as she's telling me this, she's got out her red paint and she's like, I need your arms. And she's painting. She was, I want you to know that I see you and that you've been through something hard and that you've been through these battles and that you're doing a great job. And I want this to just wash off as slowly as you want to wash it off. But to know, so that you know, I see that you've been through war.
Wow. And then I'm sure you were sobbing.
Sobbing.
Yeah.
And it was really.
Because to be acknowledged is like the piece that's like, you just want to be seen. And when you feel so unseen.
Yes.
Then that's.
Like, I remember going through the miscarriage and wishing that I could just wear like a shirt that was like, just be fragile, you know, like handle with care. Mm-hmm. And she said, that's essentially, that's what this is. And I just thought it was so beautiful. And also like. Just what a special thing to even consider, you know?
How long did you wear it for?
For as long as it wouldn't wash off. I do think it's probably like hunting paint or something, so it kind of like rolls off, but I never scrubbed it.
Oh.
So I wore it for a few days.
Did P ask about it?
He did.
Okay.
No, he did. He was like, what's that? And I said, well, this is explained. And he was like, this is a real artist comment. He goes, that's something I would do. I wouldn't wash off my war paint. And I was like, okay, right. But for different reasons. I was like,
the hard life of Locash.
I was like, you wouldn't wash off your war paint because you wouldn't want everyone to know what you've been up to. Not because you'd want to do an interview about it. Okay, it's fine. I was like, okay, I think we're missing something. But that was before I was spray tanning him. So there was a lot going on. I was like, I have war paint. You have spray tan. We just need to keep moving this forward. As sentimental as this moment really is.
Well, I'm glad you got to have that moment.
Yeah, it was actually, I just thought it was really beautiful.
Because it's sometimes, again, you just need one person to see you.
Mm-hmm.
One person to say, I'm sorry that you went through that. Sometimes it's almost stronger than the person that might have hurt you saying sorry.
I do, what the experience that
I've had.
I think you're right. And it just was so, she was like, you know, birth and becoming a mother, even if it is your 18th time, is still something that is so powerful, and it still is a battle in itself. So
I don't know why I'm just having visions right now of Catherine just putting black underneath her eyes.
In your delivery room.
I can't feel my legs.
Truth.
Here's our war paint. Like quarterback.
Come in
war
like paint. A football team. Right.
I feel it's interesting though, because I'm like, I see that hitting for you, but I don't see that hitting for you. I don't know if that would that work for you in therapy?
I don't know that you want to wear the paint.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to wear the paint. I probably wouldn't want to wear the paint. But like the acknowledging it,
yeah.
probably would.
Sure.
But then you put on your long sleeves.
It's almost like how like she demonstrates it. We might demonstrate it differently where you're like, I just need to talk about it. And I don't need to like, and then let's be done.
And then move on.
Yeah. Where it's like, we almost like, I have to do the stream of the rocks and the throwing and writing down.
And I did not scrub the arms. I let it roll off quietly.
That's not me. Into the drain. Like, this makes zero sense.
Catherine's like, is there a long sleeve I can purchase before I head out of the building? Some sort of therapy merch one can wear.
Oh, it's funny.
Kramer, how you feeling?
I don't even want to get into it.
Okay.
I just ordered something that will hold my varicose veins up.
I was going to tell you that, actually. I was talking to my friend, and she was like, she should probably get something. That was like I was going to tell you earlier.
It's like a sling for your vagina?
Like, literally.
Literally, like, hold it up.
And, like, it holds up my...
Oh.
Your... And it's, like, my vagina, basically, because I've got the varicose veins just coming out of my vagina.
This happened to a girlfriend of mine.
Painful.
She said wildly painful.
Wildly painful. And so I'm like... This is really depressing. And Alan's at the scan with me. And, you know, she's like, the ultrasound lady, she's like, you should really get these things for, it's called vulvar something where the veins. It's like vulvar, what's the veins I'm talking about?
Varicose veins.
You know what I mean? But it's down there. So Alan's like Googling it. And I'm like, you should see our text thread. I'm like, this is the stuff that my fiance now sends me. It is vagina strap wraps. I'm like, I'm so sorry.
The honeymoon period is over.
I was like, this is so not. Oh, I think I was like, I don't even know if I have it in here anymore. But I was like, this is so not sexy, babe. I'm so sorry. And he was just like, it's fine, babe.
Preston and I had that.
Here, just to give you an image. If you want to go see what it looks like
a jock strap.
Yeah, exactly. But it goes then up your butt too, like on the other side. So it looks I'm sitting in like a swing.
It looks like you're going to go to a high ropes course.
Yeah. Listen, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it is painful.
I mean, I would be excited for a little relief too.
Yeah. But the saddest part of the whole thing was she's like,
she said it in front of your Scottish handsome fiance.
Well, that, but also she goes, I hate to tell you, she goes, but on your third, your worst day with your second is your best day on your third. Or wait, did I say that right? Your best day on your second. Wait, I'm totally.
Your worst day.
My worst day.
On your second.
On my second is the best day on my third.
Does that mean kids or trimester?
Like, I have the pain of everything.
Right. But two kids or three kids or second trimester?
She said three kids.
Right.
Yeah.
Two kids.
Yes. Yeah. And I was just like, and then the age, and I'm just like, cool.
So I don't think that. I'm here for a little sliver of good news.
Show me the light.
I love you. I don't think it's all true.
Okay.
I stay in your own body and have this experience in its own vacuum.
Well, my doctor emailed me. She's like, listen, this is going to get real painful.
She's like, I was trying. Well, you also have all those.
Yeah.
Stuff going on.
Yeah. You're pregnant with three things at once, I told you.
Yeah. That's fun. But anyways, it's fine. I'm so happy. I had a complete meltdown the other night, and I felt, again, bad for Alan, but he's so good with me. But like, I threw up again. I'm so sick of gagging and dry heaving, mm-hmm. and I couldn't stop it. Usually I can stop it. Like every morning I dry heave, every night I dry heave. But this one I was like, oh, it's coming. You know, just fills up with water. And I am sobbing in the bathroom, like sobbing. I'm like,
well,
I don't want to throw up anymore. And I'm like, I'm 21 weeks. And I'm like, this is just, it's exhausting.
I know.
I remember doing that same thing with the third.
I'm in pain. I'm depressed. I'm like, I'm just, I feel out of body. I can't like, all of it. I'm just like,
how can you even look at me? Like, I'm like, I got a vein coming out of my vagina. Like, you know, it's all, and it all just hurts. And I'm just like,
yes, the halfway mark makes me feel good, but also it's like
halfway.
Yeah.
That's where I got it, 20 weeks. I was like, and breathe. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. We're but I'm very happy, and I have the most incredible human of a partner that is so good with me and just so sweet. And just like, literally, I've never been told so many times how much he loves me, and just like, not even like telling, just like how he is with me. Like, yeah, he'll just like hold me and I'm just like sobbing into his chest, you know? And he's just like, you're my little warrior. Like, you got this. Like, he's just he's just amazing. I'm so thankful.
Good.
I have a good subject that might be tinging on. I don't want it to be like a thing. Like, I know they'll quote it, but I think it's an important thing to talk about.
I would love to. I don't know what it is, but I'd love to. Maybe.
It's about Miranda.
Oh, yeah.
So let's pin that.
Let's pin it.
Are we going to pin it,
take a selfie, and then come back to it? Too soon. Too soon.
So we have Tamara Judge that's going to come on. She's on The Real Housewives of Orange County, Wednesday night on Bravo. She also has a podcast with our girl, Teddy Mellencamp, Two Teas in a Pod. Let's take a break and let's get her on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots. But wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, Tecovas.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey,
how are you, girl?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. Feeling pretty good. Okay, so break it down here, Kat.
Okay, so you were on Housewives of Orange County.
And still is.
Back. Well, you're back. So you were on, and then you got fired. Am I correct?
That's correct.
And do you know why you got fired or no?
The phone call that I got, I'll never forget it because I wasn't really entirely expecting it. They called me and said, hey, the network wants to go in a different direction. They'd like to know if you'd like to take a limited role this season and, you know, just kind of finish your story out. And I said, no, I'm good. Thank you. And so I decided not to. And then I was off for 2 years.
Right.
And it was kind of a blessing because it was during COVID. And then this year, really last minute, they asked me back.
What was, do you think, the reasoning for the ask back? And then why were you like, okay, I'll go back, even though they kind of kicked you out in the first place?
It's like going back to a boyfriend like that you were so in love with that dumped you.
Yeah.
You
know
what I mean?
And then at, you know, at first you're like, oh my God, I just want him back. I want him back. And then after I got the call back, because it had been 2 years, first year was a little rough because I had been on the show for so long, 12 years. My kids were little when I started. Now I only have one at home. And it was just kind of a shell shock to me. Of course, life goes on, whatever. I got the podcast, I got Ultimate Girls Trip. And then it was kind of in the back of my head. Housewives. And then when they called me, I'm like, my first instinct was like, yeah, cool. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, I finally got over the hump of like not being sad about this. But in perspective, it has changed my attitude towards the show 1000%. Like I went back. I've always been a very honest person, maybe a little too brutally honest, but I don't give a shit.
I think that's like, the best place to be.
Yeah, it doesn't stress me out. I'm an asshole tonight on the show. I don't care.
Good for you.
I really don't care. Before, you know, it was a lot of stress. It was playing on my immune system. I had developed some autoimmune issues because I was stressed out all the time. Mm-hmm. But after being let go and then coming back, it's like, you know what? I'm just doing it. But I also have a lot of other things going on in my life right now, too.
And just like an old boyfriend, they knew that. And so they came back.
Mm-hmm.
You've moved on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you don't care about them anymore, they always come back.
Hey, girl, what you up to?
Isn't it? Yeah. As soon as you put it out of your mind, it seems to always come back. But I'm back and I'm having fun. And it was a great season, I think, so far. Everybody's enjoying it. And I had a lot of fun. I drank too much, though.
I mean,
listen. It happens.
Yeah.
Welcome to Wind Down.
Before or now that you're back on, you drank too much.
Well, I'm not a big drinker. We don't drink at home.
Right.
And we're not.
Okay.
We're very like physically fit and active. Sure. And it's kind of hard to have drinking in that when you get up early in the morning, sure, to work out, you know, and all that. So didn't do a lot of drinking, maybe some social drinking here and there. But when you haven't, I always say, like when you're filming the show, you're an alcoholic for 3 months out of the year.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Everything we do is drinking. And so when you're not seasoned, you know, I went back and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to have a few shots of tequila, and I was on my ass. So
that'll do it.
Yep.
Speaking of, that made me just think of something. So, you know, Kyle Richards, total, I know that just made me think of the drinking thing because she quit drinking.
Yeah.
So that's got to be hard now that you think about it, filming the show when everything you're doing is drinking all the time.
I 1 year I didn't drink because I was doing a fitness competition. And it was really difficult because for me, I can only speak for myself,
yeah,
because it gives you a little bit of courage and to say
absolutely
things and do things that you normally wouldn't do. And also to deal with some of the stupid argument that goes on. Like sometimes you're like, I really want to fucking fight about cheese right now. I want to fight over a chair, you know? And so it gives you that push that you need. So it's easier for me.
I would be an alcoholic for sure. I mean,
but moving forward, I'll be like two drinks. That's it.
Race car, pace car, sis.
Yeah.
So one of the things that you have going on is the podcast with Teddy. And we've spoke to Teddy before. Two T's in a pod.
Yeah.
Did you guys bond? Did this come out? Is this the brainchild of both being fired? Is this two ex-girlfriends getting together? Or is this something you talked about before?
It wasn't something we talked about before. I had met Teddy a few times. I actually ran into her in Orange County years ago. Then at Andy's baby shower, I got to know her a little bit better. And then when we both were fired, we would talk a little bit, but it wasn't, you know, we weren't that close. And she texted me one day and I was getting ready for something. I was getting glammed and she's like, hey, can you talk? And I'm like, oh God, what did I do now? You know, I'm like, what? The way she said
don't
it to me.
Don't you hate that? I get
she does it to
always
us.
Your reaction.
I do not like that. I don't like getting it from my ex-husband. Like, do you have a minute? Can you talk a minute? I'm like, oh God, what did
can
I do wrong?
Talk?
I'm always like, what did I do wrong?
That's where my mind goes. And so I'm like, yeah, sure. And then I'm like sitting there, I'm like, oh God. So then I call her and she's like, hey, you know, I had this podcast and I had to put it on the back burner because I'm doing another podcast about true crime. But iHeart really wants me to bring this other one back. And they have this idea about, you know, recapping Housewives. And I'm like, oh, okay. And she's like, you know, can you talk to iHeart? And I said, okay. So talk to iHeart. And they're like, why don't we just do a trial basis, like 1 month and see how it goes. And it's been almost 2 years now.
Yeah. And you guys are killing it too, because we share the same producers and they're just like, y'all's is one of the best shows and just always have the best things to say about you girls. But I'm curious too, when you say like, you just don't care like this, I feel like it'd be a lot funner now to go back and just because you don't have the filter. Cause a lot of times, like even on this show, I feel like, oh, I gotta be careful. I can't say that, or that's gonna hurt this person. Or, yeah. And then it's like, man, if I could just have the most uncensored opinion without the fear of losing, you know, not being able to support my children or being canceled or X, Y, and Z, how freeing that would be.
Well, you know, being canceled is a whole nother thing. And it's just, it's hard to be in this industry on a podcast, on a reality show, as you know. Because anything you say, and God forbid you slip and say something that's not, you know, politically correct, you know, you're canceled. Like, people make mistakes. We're all human. Mm-hmm. But saying that, I did go back and I was uncensored and I didn't really care too much what I said. I wasn't trying to blatantly be mean or anything like that, but I didn't hold back, I guess is what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. I didn't hold back. I just said what I felt. I went into a situation where, you know, when I got let go, a lot of people said a lot of things. You know, Shannon stopped talking to me. Heather Dubrow went on her podcast and said there was no place for me on this show anymore because I'm now a blogger, which I'm not a blogger. I'm a podcaster, which same thing she is.
Right.
Emily said she danced on my grave when I left. And, you know, there was a lot of things said. So, yeah. So all these things were said. And then I got to a point where I started doing interviews afterwards. And I felt like, you know, I only did probably 5% of the interviews that I was asked to do. I was asked nonstop to do them. And I spoke my mind in those as well. Mm-hmm. And then that pissed them off. Then it became like with me and Shannon, a pissing match in the press. So when I went back, I wasn't sure who was my friend and where I stood and what's going on. And I went into it and then everybody was nice to me. And then I call bullshit on that. Like, wait, you were so happy I was gone, but I come back and you're all so nice to me. This is bullshit. So I literally take the time to call everybody out on that.
So we get to see that.
Yeah. Yeah.
For good
sure.
For
good
you.
For you. I love that.
Yeah. I mean, Shannon and I made up pretty quick. But you know, Heather and I, we start off pretty well and then it gets a little rocky and then it gets a lot rocky towards the end.
Do you feel now, like after being back with everybody, do you feel like you have a good sense of like who's actually in your corner and who's shoving you in a corner?
I do. Okay, I think I do. I mean, right now the cast is pretty cohesive and we all get along. We all care about each other and it's not one of those things like I want to destroy your life or, you know, we've had people on this cast before that just want to ruin your marriage, you know, destroy your kids. And I think, you know, who I'm talking about and all these things. And that's a very difficult situation to be in and one that I would not want to be in. But now everybody they're nice. Everyone's generally nice people on the show right now.
Megan's back, isn't she, King?
No, she's not. No.
Oh, I thought she was. I saw something on her Instagram, like she's back to filming. I thought maybe it's for something different.
Not our show. Interesting. Yeah, maybe something different. I know she was on Watch What Happens Live.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always doing something. She's very, she's a hustler.
Yeah, no, she totally is. So was your husband, is he fine with this reality world or is he kind of like wants to stay a little bit more separate from it?
This is actually the first season that he's a little bit into it.
Okay.
I mean, when I say into it, it's not like, you know, he wants to be a housewife or anything, but he didn't, you know, every time in the past I'd be like, oh, we're going to film today. And he's like, oh, really? Do I have to? And I'm like, yeah, you fucking have to.
Yeah.
And this time, you know, I thought for sure, because if he said, no, I don't want to go back, then I'd be like, okay, that's cool. We're not going back then. So I told him, and I think a lot had to do with the fact that it is a good cast. We don't have people trying to destroy careers and marriages on here anymore. So he's like, yeah, you know, let's, it seems like everybody's chill. Let's go back. Mm-hmm. So he's been, he's funny because he's got a few scenes coming up where he's a little, I don't know if he's tipsy or if he's on mushrooms, but we'll find out.
I can't. How many kids do you have?
I have four.
Okay. And how do they feel about all, I mean, how do they, because they grew up kind of on the show. Like you're saying, they were itty bitty pretty much when you started.
Yeah, they were little. My son Spencer is not really into filming. He's kind of shy overall. Mm-hmm. And Sophia is just turning 18 in September. So she will be able to film. She's really the only one that wants to film. My older son, Ryan, it's not his thing at all. And he just gets bashed anyway. So he's like, Mom, really? I'm going to go on there. And then they'll just be like, oh, you're a loser. You're this, you're that. He's like, I don't want to do it. So he did film a little bit this season, but not much. I think you probably won't see him again.
What has worked with this marriage that you think you didn't have with the others?
Oh boy. I think like we just love each other and we mm-hmm. like each other too. Mm-hmm. And we have fun together and we do pretty much everything together, but I'm not dependent on him and he's not dependent on me. Like he can be like, hey, like a couple of weeks ago, I'm going to Montana for a dirt biking trip with a bunch of guys. I'm like, okay, peace out. Have fun. Mm-hmm. Like the marriage I was in before is like, what do you mean? Where are you going? Where are you staying? What are you doing? No, I don't, you know, it was always like, you can't do that. And he never tells me I can't do anything. And I never tell him he can't do anything. So it's just, I don't know, out of respect and love and caring. And sure. Also we didn't have kids together. And I feel like that's kind of hard sometimes when you're raising kids and you don't have maybe the same beliefs or you don't like the way the other person's parenting and you're under a lot of stress. Like I was kind of, he came into this relationship and I had four kids, but three at home mm-hmm. and the youngest was four. So you know, he knows that they have a father and he never really tried to act like he was their father, but also he does require them to respect him.
Sure.
So he's just, I don't know, it just works.
How did that work with the co-parenting of the young age going into that relationship? Like, are you guys, did it take you a couple of years?
I would be lying if I said it was just so seamless and mm-hmm. easy because it's not, mm-hmm. you know, as a step parent, you don't know where your boundaries are. And as you know, for the child, they're already going through so much and God forbid they, you know, get disciplined by the step parent. And it suddenly is like, you're not my dad or you're not my mom or something like that. So we had some growing pains, but nothing too bad.
But with their ex and stuff, like y'all have been okay?
No.
I know, it's so hard, isn't it?
No,
I know, no. I know. I'm like, tell me a great story.
Tell me no, it'll be okay.
He tried to destroy my life. He basically said, you destroyed my life by leaving me and I'm going to destroy yours. So he tried to take the kids away from me. He tried to brainwash them. He did one of my children. He did get to them. He got to all of them at one point. And then slowly but surely, you know, like Spencer's like, Mom, I got to talk to you. I got to tell you what's been happening. I feel horrible. I can't live with him anymore. And Spencer came to live with me at full time at 14. Sophia started living with me full time at about, I don't know, it's been about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. So about 15 years old. And then my daughter, my oldest daughter, went to go live with her dad full time at 15. So, you know, it just really destroys the family and the children mostly.
The parent alienation thing is it makes me so angry. As much as I don't like, or I shouldn't say I don't like, I don't love the things that happened in my marriage. I would never speak bad words into my kids ever about their dad. And I hope that he wouldn't, because I've seen the effects of other people speaking bad into their children. And it just creates so much anxiety for them and stress. And like, it's just not fair. Cause I'm like, the stuff that I've heard that this one person was like trying to, you know, saying mean things. I'm like, that's not even true. And they're just trying to be hurtful just because they're jealous or they want to control. And like, that's not okay.
Yeah. I mean, mine was a severe situation and I wouldn't wish it on anybody. Mm. I always say like, you have to love your children more than mm-hmm. you hate your ex-husband Amen. Or your spouse. And when you are talking badly about them, it the other parent, it's only hurting the children.
Yeah.
That's the only person that's hurting is the child at that time. And it destroys them. And it's long-term pain too.
Yeah. And it's not fair to you. It's just, it's not fair to anybody. And the kids, I'm just like, come on, like think about the kids. And there's so many things that I would love to say, you know, and when they get older
Sure.
But I don't want to do that because it's not like,
no,
it's just not fair. It's just, they don't need to know that stuff. Like that was behind closed door. Like that's just, they don't need to know.
Right.
So is that the current situation? Do you all feel that? I mean, do you still feel that way about him now? The co-parenting is just hard with him. Is there any co-parenting at all?
No, we've never co-parented at all. He, you know, it's been a really bad relationship between the two of us. And then a couple of years ago, he got stage 3 throat cancer. Mm. And I really kind of dropped everything and wanted to let my kids know that I can still show up for him,
good,
even if he's sick. And so we would go over. Sophia moved in full time with me at that time because he couldn't take care of her. And, you know, he only lived around the corner. So we'd bring him waters and he can only eat certain foods. And we would bring the food over. And he had a girlfriend that was helping him at the time. And it was hard. It was really hard. And we got really close at that time. And I thought, oh my God, this is so cool. It's going to be great. And then when he went into remission, it was back to the same old thing.
That's unfortunate.
It's an immaturity for sure.
Well, yeah, that's finally when I went, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Well,
goodbye.
That was where the boundary then needed to be set for sure.
But you showed up in a way too that I think is a prime example for your kids, which
they need that. To this day, they'll say to me like, Mom, don't even answer his emails. Don't do anything because he always threatened to sue or threatened to do this or always threatening. And now I get the email. I don't even open it. I just delete. I don't even.
Good for you.
Nope. And my kids are like, Mom, don't let him control you anymore. It took a long time. When you're controlled like that by a narcissist, it's really hard. Like when I met Eddie, I really thought that he didn't love me because he didn't try to control me. Mm. He let me do whatever I want. I had to reprogram my mind to be in this relationship. So
I feel you on that, friend. Same. I was like, no, this isn't. He this loves and right. respects me. This isn't going to happen. This is a joke.
I know. What a concept, right? That's why
he put this chip in my neck because he loves and respects me.
Yeah, right?
It's crazy.
Man, girl. Okay, so then what's next? Are you guys done filming now or?
Yeah, we're all done. Okay. We're airing right now. We are on, I don't know, episode 6 or 7. And I think we have a total of like 16, 17 episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm not positive on that. And reunion probably in the next couple months. And who knows when we'll start filming again.
Yeah. A final thing that you kind of say to yourself when, I know you say you don't care about the headlines or this, that, and the other, but is there something where you hold on to that other people could take into their day too, to not let things weigh heavy on them from what people say about them?
I think that, you know, it's hard because especially being in the public eye, you get attacked by everybody left and right on social media and in the press and things like that. And it took me a long time to not let it bother me. I will say if it's about my children, it will always bother me.
Of course.
It will always. And, you know, there has been situations where certain cast members or some gone after me or my kids or whatever. But overall, my mindset is these people don't know me. Mm-hmm. They're not affecting my life. If I do not turn on my phone and look at Instagram and see negative things about me, it's not going to affect me at all. So why am I affected when I see it? I don't know them, you know, I don't know who they are. So they can F off for all I care. And most of the time, these people, they just want to be heard. And if they say something really nasty to you and you'll be like, oh, you know, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean that. They're like, oh my God, I knew you could be my favorite, you know, that they just want to be heard. And I normally don't give the time anymore. Like before I would be like answering to all negative people. Now I'm like, no, I don't care. I'm living my life. Whatever you're saying is your point of view, doesn't affect me. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Love that.
Good for you.
Well, girl, thank you so much for coming on the podcast. We appreciate it. And we'll make sure everyone listens to your podcast as well, since we are all in the iHeart family.
Yes, yes. Two teas in a pod. Well, thank you so much. It was great being on your podcast.
Thanks, girl. Appreciate you. Okay. Bye, okay. Sister.
Bye.
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 I remember one time I got a, when I responded back to someone, they're like, oh my God, Jennifer Aniston never replies. I love you. I'm just so sorry. I was having a bad day.
It's negative. It's just like them.
It's like children.
Yeah.
They need attention.
Like, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a break. I need a water before I dry heave again. And then let's go on stage and talk about Miranda.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today.
Hey guys, it's Joe.
And Serena here from Bachelor Happy Hour.
We have a really exciting episode dropping on Wednesday. We will be the one and only podcast talking to the new Golden Bachelor, Gary.
I know you've seen the teasers for it and you've probably heard about the show for ages, but now it's happening and the Golden Bachelor has been revealed.
We are talking to Gary about how he's getting ready for his journey, what his friends and family think about all this, and what he is most excited and nervous about in taking on the role of the first Golden Bachelor.
Plus, he is revealing exactly what kind of woman he's hoping to meet, only to us in an exclusive interview with Bachelor Happy Hour.
I mean, after talking to him, I think he's going to fall in love with multiple women.
You think so?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I think Gary is such a star. I feel like the women are going to be head over heels for him, and the audience is going to love him as well.
I think he's a star. I think he's a confident man, but I just don't think he knows what he's getting into. He's about to date a multitude of women.
I mean, I think the experience will be amazing for him and just as amazing for us to follow along.
Oh, I agree. So Bachelor Nation, make sure to tune in to Bachelor Happy Hour on Wednesday. Just like Gary, we promise it will be worth the wait.
And don't forget to subscribe.
Did you guys see the Miranda thing?
Yeah,
I did.
Okay. So I have thoughts and I've watched a few things. Basically, she was on stage singing and she called out two girls that were taking a selfie.
She was in her Vegas residency.
Vegas residency. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh. Which does, I don't know why that's a little different to me. It feels a little different.
Okay.
Okay.
I have stances.
Okay. I'm interested to know your stance because you're a performer.
So she called them out in the middle of the concert because
stopped the song.
They were taking a selfie.
They were taking
with
a
her
selfie
in the background, right?
I don't know that. I don't know if they were just taking a selfie. Like, okay, I can pull up the video if you want.
I can show you the picture. Is not a selfie. It's the girls. And oh, they have Miranda in the background. It's like five women and they're age 30 to 60. So these are.
So they were getting whether it's a selfie or not, they were taking a photo with Miranda in the background on stage.
Yes. With a flash.
Okay.
Okay. Miranda did stop the show.
Okay. She stopped the show, stopped singing. She's like, are you really taking a selfie? I don't know the exact quote, but it was like,
I'm here to sing some damn country music. Can we just do that?
Y'all clearly know more about this than I do.
Well, I had to watch.
I can pull up the video.
Huh?
It wasn't just like a stop. It was more like a, can you believe this is happening? Selfie. I'm trying to sing this song.
She called them out on stage. Okay.
And these girls are taking a selfie.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to stop right here for a sec, Danny. I'm sorry. These girls are worried about their selfie and not listening to the song. It's pissing them off a little bit.
I have three thoughts. I've called out a guy at a show for watching at Wind Down.
Yes.
He was watching sports. So as a joke, to be a part of the shtick, I'm like,
what's the score? I think you
said. Yeah, I was like, buddy, what's the score? Tell me what the score is. Because I thought it was funny. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I called out in a funny way. Everyone's laughing again. That's the vibe of like Wind Down.
Right? Very different.
Very different. In my mind, my opinion, everyone's opinions are different. In my opinion, when someone is taking a selfie, I love when someone's taking a selfie. I'm like, hey, I'm going to go in and like cheese because that's a part of them remembering the concert and having fun and, you know, wanting me to be a part of it. And or even if it was just them, I'd be like, take as many million selfies as you want. Like, you're at my concert having so much fun. Like, and personally, like the selfie part at the end of our shows and like my shows are my favorite because I'm just like, I get to be like, hey, and like I've seen Adele do it. I mean, so many classy artists are, you know, taking selfies with people or whatever. I get the other side of it where it's like, okay, you know, I'm here to listen to music, but it's also, it's a concert. Like, don't you, like, in my mind, I'm like, wouldn't you want people having fun? And the only way that I can see someone calling out somebody else is if they were being inappropriate or if they were being super loud or disrupting the show for other people. Mm-hmm. That's the only part that I would say, hey, can you, this, you're kind of just, because we've had the drunkies where it's just like, it's a little much. And then I kind of motion to someone else to be like, where they're just like screaming, talking during like, you know, that's a different story. But this seems like a respectful situation where they were just wanting to take a photo. And in my mind, I thought that was kind of rude.
1,000%.
Okay.
I also agree.
I think it's the silliest thing I've ever seen. I'll just be honest.
And I know I've seen a lot of people say it doesn't matter how much they paid. Some people are like, people have lost concert etiquette, blah, blah, blah. These tickets for the Vegas residency, that's why I mentioned that, because the tickets for the Vegas residency, I think I could be wrong, but I believe I read somewhere that their tickets specifically were in like the 700s.
I was about to say, they're not cheap.
Each.
Yeah.
So these women, and they're dressed to the nines. Like, you could tell, and I'm just saying, like, it was to them a very respectful event. This wasn't like they just rolled in.
We're being drunkos.
No, like they looked and they documented it with Miranda in their picture. Like, to them, it was like a girl's night, I think. So that's why I felt, I get nervous to get everybody canceled, but it just feels a little bully like when you have the microphone and you can say that, and you're doing that to women. That the woman has spoke out since.
Oh, has she?
She did.
What'd she say?
She basically said it wasn't. We just wanted to document, mm-hmm. and she wasn't, she said that she'll never stop listening to Miranda's music and she still loves it, but she probably won't go to a concert, to a Miranda concert again.
I think it's a different story when it's like, hey, if you don't want phones or people taking selfies, like we say no phones during the first part of our wine because we don't want people hearing those things, not because we don't want them videoing or whatever. But if you don't want phones or people taking videos or selfies or whatever, say it's a no phone policy.
Well, you can have that. You can choose that.
Right. Especially they can take their phones, like at comedy shows. Yeah. You take their phones.
Or if you're like at like a listening room or something, if you're at the Bluebird or if you're at like something like that and it is purely about just listening to the music, say take the phones, no phones, don't do it. I get that. But a situation like this, I don't understand. I think she took advantage of the situation. They paid a lot of money. And if someone called me out in the middle of a concert,
I'd have felt so embarrassed.
For doing nothing wrong.
That was it.
And I paid $700, I would never support that artist again.
It's crazy because I think because I'm married to an artist, like I've seen my husband legit pull those people up on stage and be like, girl, get up here and get a real picture.
Yeah, like, I'm like FaceTiming people on stage.
Right.
And I know I'm not the best singer. Like Miranda is an amazing artist and she's an amazing singer and like an insane vocalist. I know I'm just a monkey show. I get that.
You're so
I'm
going to make it.
But I'm just saying like I get my shtick, right? So it's like, but even so, like if I'm at a Sam Smith or a Chris Stapleton, I'm going to take a selfie because how cool is this? Even if I was at a Miranda concert, I would take a selfie being like with Miranda, like her in the background because I respect her and like her as an artist. But if I was to get called out from her, I'd feel so embarrassed.
Well, that's how it feels in that too, because it wasn't like, hang on a second, I got some real hot girls over there taking a selfie.
No, she literally said, I'm pissed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. I know I'm a little blunt with it, but I just don't think.
No,
but
it just was not.
How it's became this big thing. It's like she made it a big thing that it's just, it should never be a thing. It shouldn't have been a thing.
I think honestly, she just doesn't like the phones, which again, you know, she wants people just to be present and not be on their phones. I get it. I'm on my phone all the time. So I could see her backlash and be like, Janet, you're on your phone all the time. Like you can't even put your phone down. Like I get that. I like to document cool mm-hmm. concerts. I like to go back and be like, oh, that's Celine Dion, like having that video with like, that was.
I go back to it all the time.
Yeah, like such a good thing. But like she had also stopped back in 2019, I believe it was. Someone was taking a selfie during The House That Built Me. And she goes, you're really taking a selfie in the middle of The House That Built Me. So I think she just wants to have a mm-hmm. concert where it's just the presence of like people. And that's totally in her right. Just take away people's phones and don't call them out.
I think two things with that. A, I think it would be pretty easy to do that, especially at the Vegas residency.
Sure.
Easy, no phones. Other side of that, she probably knows people aren't going to, she won't have as much ticket sales. I don't like it when they take my phone at comedy shows.
We've kids. I don't like it. It gives me anxiety. I'm like, what if my kids need me?
Had I realized that the last one we went to, mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't have gone. So I think that there's a part of her that knows if she puts that policy in place, she's not going to sell. I mean, there's too many people there that have to be reachable when they're gone, you know? So.
And disclaimer, this isn't me like hating. House That Built Me, by the way, is one of my favorite songs of all time.
Yeah.
Like, love her. I mean, we're not like friends, but I still respect her as an artist. I think she's amazing. I just personally, as a fan, would not like to be called out that way.
Yeah, I wouldn't either. And I don't mean to be so blunt about it, but I wouldn't like it.
They just weren't disrespectful. Yeah, that's the hard part for me. Like, mm-hmm. she is such a level, she's in a level in my brain, a very high level performance
Absolutely.
To me. So I understand the wanting people to like be in your music and like a listening room vibe at a show like this.
I totally understand that.
I just like her so much that I really tried to like mm-hmm. get on her page, but it kind of bugged me because I thought these girls are just having a really good night out.
Yeah. I just, again, $700, $50. It's a lot to spend. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter how much you spend. Concert tickets are extra when it comes to these, you know, everyone's income.
Right.
You spend money to have a night. I just think something like that, like to also be they paid to see her and to be, you know, after you've spent money, I don't love that.
Like I'm felt, also like these are your icky thing watching it. I was like, oh, that's
yeah.
And then I'm like, that. Well, maybe they were super drunk or maybe like right. it was they were causing a scene or maybe mm-hmm. they had like flash, mm-hmm. because that becomes annoying.
Mm-hmm. They did during flash. A show.
Well, but I mean, one flash is fine too, you know, but if it's like they're constantly like that would be annoying.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like you don't know what. Having said all that, I'm living through people's videos of the Taylor Swift concert.
Well, I was about I to watch say Taylor.
All of them. Because I'm like, I couldn't afford a ticket once they all got...
Right, but did you see her whatever. Call out the security guard?
Oh, that's such a pretty photo of everyone. Sorry, no,
I
know what
I
happened?
Had to show her the...
Did you see... I would have taken that photo all day long. Did you see Taylor Swift call out in the middle of her concert and start singing, call out the security guard?
No, what happened?
Who was heckling... A fan was like, and she was like, you stop. She's fine. And like some security guard was like, I don't know if this fan, I didn't read all about it, but I don't know if this fan was just maybe was drunk and was doing some stuff. The security guard didn't like the security. She called out the security guard and told him to stop.
Wow.
In the middle of that I understand. Her fans spent a lot of money for that
sure
concert.
Well, that's kind of where I'm at with Miranda. I'm like, girl, they paid a lot of money to come see you.
And this photo is like very classy photo.
That's what I'm saying. It's not a, and not, I don't know. I think too, because we pay our bills by fan money. Mm-hmm. Like if no one likes us, we don't have a house to live in kind of.
Yeah.
Speaking of houses that built us. I mean, so I'm like, if they're there because they love you and they want to watch you and they want to document you. Like you're their Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
And have the moment, you know?
And again, I think it's just like respectful, like the people, the throwing things, like you don't throw things on stage. That's a reason that's to crazy. Stop thing. You know, that's a reason. Like that's like this. No, you know, don't be when the artist is talking, don't be screaming at them mm-hmm. while, because that again is so distracting. Yeah. It's like you're taking a million, trillion, you know, flash, like that's distracting. But it's like just one little photo. Like, I don't know. Anyways.
Girls night out. I hate it for them.
GNO is all they were trying to have, guys.
Oh, I was like, gyna?
Well, we are in the mode, aren't we?
All right, guys. Fun to have. Oh, can we just do this again? Can you get a sitter again for next
together.
Week?
I need it. I'm just always afraid to misspeak because I'm not sleeping and my hormones are crazy.
Well, girlfriend, get on board with me.
Two peas in a pod.
Okay. I love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.
Hey there, mamas. Everyone knows how it goes. You're giving it your all to breastfeed or pump for your little one. But there are times when you might need a little extra help. That's where Traditional Medicinals Mother's Milk comes in. Mother's Milk is an organic herbal tea blend designed to support healthy lactation for breastfeeding and pumping moms. Plus, it's caffeine-free. Learn more about Mother's Milk at traditionalmedicinals.com/mothersmilk. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.